from inside the bunker at the MTD Radio Studios. I'm Tom A. Reese, in charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. The population of Eunice, which was reported to be around 3,000 citizens in January of this year, has shrunk. Eunice Mayor Billy Hobbs tells us why.
We lost quite a few people due to the boom going down, and and so businesses, oil companies laid off a bunch of people, and people, we probably lost 500 or so people in town.
Hobbs estimated those losses by the number of RVs that have left and once checkered the landscape in Eunice.
We had a lot of people, say, living in RVs and all that from out of state and working in the oil field, and since they got laid off, we trimmed down quite a bit.
One oil and gas industry official said it could take 2 years before the industry recovers. Redoso attorney and state representative Zach Cook has been hired by Michael Moore, owner of the Pizza Inn in Hobbs, to defy Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham's order to prohibit inside dining. New Mexico State Police cited Moore for defying the governor's order, but Moore says he'll continue to stay open.
Gotta make a stand.
Cook successfully defended a similar case of a restaurant in Redoso. The governor's mandate is part of a plan to slow down the spread of the coronavirus. The New Mexico Department of Health reported on Wednesday a total of 299 cases here in Lee County, neighboring Eddy County with 154, Chavez County had 186, and Lincoln came in with 29 cases. 28-year-old Kioma Lindell Bennett of Artesia was charged with 3 counts of abandonment or abuse of a child after she left the 3 children home alone to attend a party that, according to Artesia police. Officers conducted 2 welfare checks at Bennett's home in the 700 block of West Lolita. Bennett's 3 children, ages 7, 6, and 1, were located at another residence during the welfare check. The 3 children were later turned over to the New Mexico Children, Families, and Youth Department. The New Mexico Activities Association has amended its sports calendar. Cross country and golf will begin in September, volleyball in October, basketball will begin in January. As far as football and soccer, they will move from fall sports to the spring sports in February. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.